Aloha, kako. E como mai? Welcome, everyone, to Kanikapila on KVMR-FM, Nevada City. First track this morning, Kamali'i o Kapo, going out to Kumukala Hikiola. On her way to Antioch this morning to teach hula. We are truly blessed to live in this area that's so rich in hula and Hawaiian culture. Jeff Peterson in the background. Pure Slack Key, the title of the album. And our opening melee this morning, Kamali'i o Kapo from Kumu Blaine Kamalani Kia, from the album Hey Makana O Nale Nani. I want to start the show by thanking Kumu Naomi Kalama, and congratulations to her halau for a beautiful show last night. Kahale kanoe lehua o kahale ma'u ma'u o Kalama. I'd also like to thank our generous underwriters for the first hour of Kanakapila. I would like to thank A to Z Supply and Ace Hardware. A to Z carrying full lines of plumbing, electrical, irrigation, pumps, and building supplies. They also stock lawn and garden and nursery supplies. A to Z open 7 days a week on Ridge Road in Grass Valley. Also want to thank Wright Built Home Remodel and Design, offering creatively designed remodels of kitchens, baths, and additions since 1983. Wright Built Showroom is located at 1072 East Main Street, Grass Valley. They can be reached at 530-272-6657 or online at wrightbuilt.biz. A lot of upcoming shows to tell you about. I'll do that in about 20 minutes. The legendary Bill Tapia is coming to the Palms Public Playhouse in Winters next Saturday night. And with luck, I'll be speaking with Uncle Bill on the air sometime in the next hour or so. Dig out Uncle Bill's latest album. In the meantime, here's the latest from Amy Hanaiali'i. Her new album called Friends and Family of Hawaii. Collection of duets and collaborations. Here's Puahone with Reverend Dennis Kamakahi.
Oh, e kawaine ake aloha. Ilaila I ka ulu vehi kupua honei ka lai. Oe kawaine ake aloha. Ilaila I ka ulu vehi kupua honei ka lai. Honi ana I ke hao makiki, o vau ko aloha I ka noe kua hiri. E ui noe I ke kula, I vili I a me ka ie I. E ole lono Ana mai ana kahuana, kupua honei kalai e nani mauli no. Ana mai ana kahuana. Kua hone I ka lai e nani maoli no. Kua hone,
kua hone. You can play the game, you can act out the part, so you know it wasn't written for you.
But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing the fool?
One thing can lead to another, it doesn't take any sacrifice.
Oh, father and mother, sister and brother,
if it feels nice, don't think twice.
Shower the people you love with love, show them the way that you feel.
Things are gonna work out fine if you only will.
Hey.
Do as I say.
Show them the way that you feel.
Things are gonna be much better if you only will. You can't run, but you cannot hide. This is widely known.
Oh, what you plan to do with your foolish pride when you're all by yourself alone.
Once you tell somebody the way that you feel, you can feel it beginning to ease.
I think it's true what they say about this squeaky wheel, always getting new grease.
Better to shower people you love with love.
ia pou aho I mai au. Il waka elena ma ke ala hele e uliva I ma ke iau. Maupopoa ua I ke hoi ka home I loko o kupu vai. Ua hoi mai au kei kei nei au.
Eho o ipo
malani o ke au ka kore sho ni pilia me mai le Ke aloha pili pa Darling, darling, sweet lady Oh, now, now, oh, ia kaha Kamalani o ke au ka E ho o hipone Me ke kamalani o ke au ka
garden where a queen came by day Wading in the waters where a queen came to play Aloha for this place seems to search through me And your dreams of what Hawaii could be As a gentle rain comes down from Nu'uanu'u I think of the rain they took from you Raindrops fall softly in your garden Is it you, Lilipu? Sovereignty, people call today We choose our champions and we wish them on their way From the state to Congress halls Is Hawaii heard at all? Valleys of plenty Come laws we don't want to understand Forcing people from their gardens Are you listening, Lily? On the palace grounds our people met today To speak of the appeal you made when they stole your rights away Did you hear the voices join in singing? Hawaii aloha proudly ringing I am before you in this garden I feel you close to me Raindrops fall softly in your garden is it you, Lily Pool, crying? Are you listening, Lily Oo?
About 500 people that lived in this one small area. And at Waikulumea, all the ladies would come, bring their children, they'd gather water, wash their clothes, the children would play, they'd gossip all day. That's what I was told. So the song says, E inu, to drink, drink of the life-giving waters of Waikulumea.
Kamaloha, away kulu kulu,
That survived the community for years, long before I came, and it will remain long after I leave.
Kuipukumukahe with the beautiful story and song of Waikulumea. Aloha, welcome to Kani Kapila on KVMR FM, Nevada City. Ahead of Kuipukumukahe, you heard Olamana with Jerry Santos. Walking in the Queen's Garden. Ahead of that, a couple of tracks from the latest release from Keili'i Kanialii from his album Kauai. And started that set with a couple of tracks from Amy Hanaialii's Friends and Family CD. That was a cover of an old James Taylor tune. And then Puahone, written by Dennis Kamakahi, and that was Sean Na'awao backing Amy up. Well, I'm going to gather up all my notes here and give you a comprehensive calendar of upcoming Hawaiian events. It'll take me a few minutes. In the meantime, here's a track from Faith Ako's newest release called Papaku.
Kevalina mai ka ukaeva ina My name, Yahoo. Maria,
Waimanalo Slack Key, the latest from Makana. The instrumental world of Makana. Brand new album from this talented young man. I'm going to just let him accompany me on this Hawaiian calendar. That last track was from some previously unavailable materials, Unforgettable, the Makaha Sons of Ni'ihau, featuring the voice of the late Israel Kamakavivo Ole. And that was Kawahiku Kapulani. And ahead of that, you heard the Casimero Brothers. With their rendition of Pualelia. And started the set with Y&I from Faith Akko's new album, Papa Cool. The Aloha Dancers of Cameron Park will be holding a hoike on Sunday, October 4th. You can visit alohadancerscameronpark.com or you can call 530-919-5924. I think that's going to be in the Folsom Community Center building is where they're going to have this event. And Makana will be performing at Biscuits and Blues this coming Friday night, September 25th. There'll be a special reception at Biscuits and Blues. For reservations, call 415-292-2583. They'll be playing two shows that night, and if you'd like to get tickets for the shows, you can call Biscuits and Blues at 415-292-BLUES. As I mentioned, Bill Tapia performing next Saturday night down at at the Palms Public Playhouse down in Winters, California. If you'd like to get tickets, you can simply go to palmsplayhouse.com. That's the best way. Go to the website and you can find instructions how to get tickets either directly through the Palms or through their ticket outlets down in Davis and Winters. Once again, that's next Saturday night, and I'm going to be talking to Bill in about 10 minutes. Bill just celebrated, well, I guess it's been a while now, but he's approaching his 102nd birthday. Cecilio and Capono will be performing, September 27th and 28th. At Yoshi's, I think that's the Oakland location. Cecilio and Capono making another tour of California. They've been together probably 40 years by now. Information at Yoshi's, YOSHIS.com. I also want to tell you that Naleo, the dynamic trio of very incredible women, will be making an appearance at the Cache Creek Casino. So I think you can just go to their website and find out the details. Forgot to write that one down, but I remembered it was coming up. November 6th through the 8th, it's the 29th annual Yahweh Ukala Hula Festival and Competition at the Alameda County Fairgrounds. A three-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. If you haven't been, I invite you to consider attending this wonderful event. Great way to become really connected with the Hawaiian community. In a much deeper way than celebrating the music on the airwaves. October 17th and 18th, Jerry Santos and Halau Hula Na Le Hulu Ikavekiu in concert at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. For tickets, 415-392-4400. This is Patrick Makuakane's Halau sponsoring this concert with Jerry Santos. Very rare indeed that Jerry leaves the comfort of Oahu. It's so nice to have him in San Francisco. I hope there's a huge turnout for that. Well, I'll be back in a few minutes with Bill Tapia. Also have a few more upcoming shows that are on another list. I'll get that one, too. Here's more Makana. Just amazing what you can do with slack key tuning. Hiva Nui will be presenting an afternoon of hula themed A Touch of Paradise Sunday afternoon, September 27th. Doors opening at 2 p.m. A Polynesian Review between 2:30 and 3:30. It'll be at Empire Theater on the Miracle Mile in Stockton, California. Music by Ho'okipa Central and other special guests. Tickets at StocktonEmpireTheater.com, or you can simply call area code 209-462-HULA, H-U-L-A. And coming up October 9th through the 11th at the... Well, it's the Wine Country Festival, the Wine Country Ukulele Festival. And you can get information at winecountryukefest.com. There will be a wine reception at the Gia Hotel and Spa. A hula party at Judd's Hill Winery from 6 to 9 p.m. On Saturday the 10th, there is festival and live music at Behringer Vineyards. Also, Flora Springs Winery will have live information, harvest party in Luau. And on Sunday, it's food, wine, and ukuleles at the Minor Family Vineyards. And live music continuing at the Cameo Cinema, Behringer Vineyards. Features such artists as James Hill, Ralph Shaw, Kimo Hussey, Faith Ako, Steven Espanola, the Maikai Gents, Brittany Paiva, Liko Puha, Da Island Way, and Experience. Anyway, there's an extensive list, and you can find that all online at Wine Country Uk Fest. That's Wine Country, UKEFEST.com. Once again, that's October 9th through the 11th. the 7th annual Kapalakiko newsletter fundraiser, Aha Aina, will take place Saturday the 14th of November. Take Me Back to Waimanalo, featuring Cyril Pahinui in concert with the Kapalakiko Hawaiian Band. Hula by Patrick Makuakane and his halau. And the Kapalakiko Hawaiian Music Workshop Band. If you're interested in this event, it happens down in Newark, California. Once again, that's November 14th. You can contact Saichi Kawahara at 415-468-7125. And if you're listening locally, remind your friends that they can listen to Kani Kapila and KVMR on the internet at kvmr.org. A couple of minutes after 11, and once again, you are listening to KVMR-FM, Nevada City. Kani Kapila is supported by Wright Built Home Remodel and Design, offering creatively designed remodels of kitchens, baths, and additions. Since 1983, Wright Built's showroom is located at 1072 East Main Street in Grass Valley. They can be reached at 530-272-6657 or online at wrightbuilt.biz. That's Wright Built. Biz. Well, I hope you'll stick around. Bill Tapia will be on the line. Tappy Tapia, an incredibly talented ukulele player, began playing when he was 7 years old, entertained World War I veterans in his USO shows when he was just a boy of 7. And Bill will turn 102 on January, New Year's. He's going to be appearing in concert with a good friend of his, Mihana. That's happening next Saturday night down at the Palms Playhouse in Winters, California. Bruce Kalin will be backing him up. Bruce Kalin, formerly of the house band with Perry Home Companion. Also, Bernie Baker will be backing up Bill this trip. So I hope you'll turn out if you live down in the Davis Woodland area or Winters. I hope you can make it on out and see the living legend himself. Bill was in the original orchestra at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel when it opened in 1927. Played guitar then, and had a number of great jobs. Worked for Matson and played on the White Fleet that made the trip from Honolulu to San Francisco regularly. Was a band leader in Los Angeles and San Francisco, played in many of the orchestras of the big band era. As a guitarist, he retired from playing in bands and taught guitar lessons to many, many, many students for some 50 or so years. So we'll pull some more stories out of Uncle Bill in just a few minutes. In the meantime, here's a little more Makana.
want to learn to speak Hawaiian so I could say the prettiest things to you. I want to learn to sing Hawaiian so I can do the hula hula too. I've learned to say aloha nui oi, and it's the prettiest words I ever knew. And when I become a kama'aina, it's gonna thrill me through and through. Honika ua wiki wiki, they taught me on the beach at Waikiki. And walaka haumin and whoopee, I'm learning it fast, you can see. So after all, what does it matter if I should stumble on a word or two? I want to learn to speak Hawaiian, cause I'm simply purely crazy over you. The prettiest words I ever knew. And when I become a kama'aina, it's gonna thrill me through and through. Honika ua wiki wiki, they taught me on the beach at Waikiki. And walaka haumin and whoopee, I'm learning it fast, you can see. So after all, what does it matter if I should stumble on a word or two? I wanna learn to speak Hawaiian, cause I'm simply pooly crazy over you. Yeah, you, I'm pooly crazy over you.
The legend himself, Mr. Bill Tapia, from his album Livin' It Live. Aloha, Uncle Bill. Aloha, Uncle Bill.
How's everything up there?
It's just fine. I can't wait to see you on Saturday night.
I can't wait to go there.
So how have you been this last year?
I've been okay off and on, but I get around. I get around fine. Can't complain.
Well, it's delightful that you're still enjoying what you do and celebrating that with us, we listeners.
Yeah.
I got a call from a gentleman this morning who had had guitar lessons from you back when you lived in Oakland.
What was his name?
He didn't give me his name is Nick, but he didn't give me his last name. We were just talking, and I had other calls piling up, so we didn't talk a long time. But
I taught the old man. Yeah. I taught hundreds of people in the Oakland. Yeah, I had lots of students up there.
When did you settle in San Francisco, Bill?
In 1946, right after World War II, I left Hawaii. I was in Hawaii, and I played in Hawaii all through the war days. Right after the war ended in 45. I couldn't get out of there because they had no ships. They were turning over the battle ships to passenger ships, and I was waiting. And so I took the first passenger ship out of there.
Huh.
And I came to San Francisco.
Well, did you work were you still playing music in bands, big bands then?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah?
I worked with big bands until I started playing the ukulele. I played with all kind of bands. Then, in the year 2001, my wife passed away. She was very sick. So I quit playing. I quit playing when I was about 90-something. 97, 98 years.
Yeah.
And then I came to Southern California, and they had all kind of ukulele clubs, and I said, oh, what the heck is this? I quit playing the ukulele, never played it for about 56 years. So I got one again, and I've been playing concerts all over, and I've been neglecting the guitar. I haven't touched the guitar now for about 7 or 8 years.
Oh, wow.
But I've been playing the uke all over. New York, I went to New York about a month and a half ago. Then I came back, stayed on a few days. I went to Japan. I just come back from Japan a couple of weeks. I played 9 concerts in Japan and filled everyone up. Was full of.
Well, I'm sure you have great connection with your audience. I was lucky enough to see you last year at the Freight and Salvage down in Berkeley, and they added a show and sold that one out too.
Oh, yeah,
was such a great night.
What nice! It's a nice place. I like to play there.
Well, you'll love the Palms. That's a really great theater. It's very intimate and a nice old building, and it's right in the heart of downtown Winters, great little town.
Yeah. I never been there. I'm anxious to see it.
Yeah. Now, well, for you listeners, if you're interested, Bill will be playing at the Palms down in Winters. You can go online to palmsplayhouse.com, or you can simply call 530-795-1825 if you'd like tickets. Well, it's always delightful, Bill, that Mihana travels with you and shares the stage.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
Tell us a little bit about how you met Mihana and your relationship with her family.
I met Mihana about 5 years ago, I think. I was playing in a radio station in Los Angeles. I forgot the name of the radio station. And then after the gig, Mark Taylor was going to drive me home, and he knew Mihana a long time, and he was going to drive her home the same time with me. And then we start talking in the car, and Mark's car was driving me home, and it come to find out that knew Mihana's mother well, because I taught the steel guitar player in Mihana's mother's group to play the steel guitar, and Mihana's mother on bass.
Wow.
And then we became friends from that time on. and we worked together in a few jobs. We went to Kauai last year together. She played with me, and I played a gig in a place called the Diamond Head Theater. We filled that up, and she was there with me too. And when I go on the road, she generally goes with me.
Well, you have kind of made a career playing what would you consider contemporary jazz, kind of,
yeah,
as opposed to the Hawaiian music?
Right. I always liked jazz. I studied the ukulele when I was 7 years old. When I was 10 years old, I played the uke in World War I, entertaining service personnel only, at the Army and Navy YMCA. Then when I was 12 and a half, they took me out of school, and I worked in show houses playing vaudeville. And I played in every theater in the Hawaiian Islands. Then I got started when I was 16. I didn't like the uke anymore. I wanted to get up because they didn't use ukulele in bands. They use it in Hawaiian music only. So I took up the guitar. But the ukulele jazz, I was undoubtedly one of the first guys that played jazz on the ukulele in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
They played that Hawaiian style. But I used to listen to great guys like Warren Pennsylvania, Paul Whiteman, Ted Lewis, and all those jazz bands, and imitated them on the ukulele.
I always loved that story how you played the banjo a little bit. You had a job in a big band playing banjo. I thought that was a great story how you got that job.
Yeah, I was playing ukulele, jamming with some Hawaiian boys. They were taxi drivers, a taxi automobile stand. And a guy by the name of Chana Noble, he was the most reputable Hawaiian composer in the islands, happened to be passing by, and he didn't know me, and I didn't know him. So he came and he listened to us, and he told me, "Where do you learn to play like this, kid?" And I told him about my life, and he said, "Gee, I wish you knew how to play banjo, because I'm going to need a banjo player in my band. The banjo player is leaving." He said, "I got the band at the Moana Hotel." So I lied to him. I said, "I play banjo." He said, "You play banjo?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Come up Wednesday night. Rehearsal, I want to hear." So I went crazy. I went in every pawn shop in Honolulu looking for a beat up banjo because I didn't have too much money. So I found one for $16 in a pawn shop. And I went to that rehearsal, and without him knowing, I tuned the banjo like a ukulele. And when I played, it had the banjo sound. The sound don't come out from the tune, it comes from the instrument.
Sure.
And he said, "Oh, you're real great." So I got the job and I played banjo with his band.
Oh, great, great story, Bill. I love that. Well, he helped you out quite a bit, too, didn't he? I think he bought you a suit of clothes and really...
That's right.
Yeah. It's funny how you get those great gigs, those great connections just kind of come your way, you know. You're the right place at the right time.
Right. Gee, this was years ago.
Sure. Well, if you just tuned in, you listeners, I'm speaking to Bill Tapia on the line. Bill will be playing at he'll be playing at the Palms in Winters, pardon me, at the Palms Playhouse in Winters, California, this coming Saturday night. 8 o'clock is the showtime. If you would like tickets, you can simply call the Palms at 530-795-1825, or you can go online to palmsplayhouse.com. Well, I'm so happy that you're going to be in the area. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday night, Bill.
Yeah, I'll be happy to go there. I'm looking forward for that gig, too.
So I heard you got a couple of new sidemen with you this year. Bruce Kalin and Bernie Baker, are they...
They're really good players. Really good. Hello?
Uh-huh. Are they...
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you were still.
Oh, sure. I was just... There's a little distraction in the hallway here, and so...
Yeah.
I turned my attention. Bruce...
We were playing in Oregon, see?
Uh-huh.
And then we go to Winters, and then to Freight and Salvage.
Oh, that's great. When are you going to be at the Freight and Salvage, Bill?
I believe it's Sunday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well,
when is the gig in Winters? Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday night.
So Sunday we'll be over there in a new place. They want to
New building's open. Wow, that's great.
It's a brand new building, and they're going to open it up Sunday.
Well, that'll be great. So for those of you, if you folks, if you have friends in the Bay Area, you can tell them that Bill will be back at the Freight and Salvage on Sunday night. So we have two opportunities to see you at the Palms down in Winters on Saturday. Once again, 530-795-1825 for tickets. PalmsPlayhouse.com for information. And Bill will be at the Freight and Salvage down in Berkeley on Sunday. So tell your friends in the Bay Area they can get a great opportunity to see Bill live with Mihana, performing some old Hawaiian favorites and a lot of fine jazz tunes as well. Well, I love your the recent album, Bill. It's got such a great collection of songs. I've been enjoying it over this last year now. Everything from Undecided to Satin Doll and Honeysuckle Rose and Cheek of Araby. A lot of old favorites that certainly resonate with people of my generation.
Yeah, I really think it's a good album.
Were those songs that just kind of your favorites, or did they happen to be requests from the audience? Or
those songs that I love those. Every time I play a gig, I most likely play some of those songs. They're good standard songs. They're tunes that a lot of people know it, you know.
Well, I know you're always ready to surprise us. I'm always delighted that you just pull something out of the hat I've never heard before. You have such a rich career and have mastered so many songs. It's just they probably just pop up all the time, things that you haven't played in a long time. Well, I'm so delighted that you're going to be in our area, Bill. I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday night, and I certainly always enjoy my conversations with you here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time this morning to share with me.
Why, sure.
Bill Tapia just celebrated his 101st birthday last year, and coming up on 102, I guess, for January, huh, Bill?
Right.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for...
January 1st. I'll be 102.
Well, congratulations. I'm always, as I said, I'm always delighted to speak with you, and I'm so happy that you take time to spend with me. Is there something I'm going to play another track from your album here, from Living It Live, once we disconnect. But do you have a suggestion? What are some of your favorites from this album?
I think I'm a Sucker Rose tonight.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a nice swing tune. You bet. I'll play that one.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'll see you Saturday night, and thank you so much for spending some time with me this morning.
Why, sure. Goodbye.
Mahalo, Bill. Aloha. the legend himself, Mr. Bill Tapia. Here's Satin Doll.
Thank you.
incomparable Bill Tapia live in concert at the Palms Playhouse down in Winters this coming Saturday night. For ticket information, you can simply call 530-795-1825, or you can go online to palmsplayhouse.com.
Ai, ai, kalerio, kai, pole aka make, make. Ai,
Darlene Ahuna. It's from her recent album, Aloha Pumehana. Darlene Ahuna will be performing in Grass Valley at the Veterans Hall on December 6th. We'll be for our annual hoike for the holiday season. For Kahale Hula Opili Aloha O Kalani Ohilo, our Grass Valley branch, will be presenting her in concert. And we're hoping, crossing our fingers, that maybe Daniel Ho will make a trip up from Los Angeles to accompany her for that concert. I'll have tickets, information and stuff as we get closer to December 6th. But in the meantime, jot it on your calendar. Here's some Frank Kavaikapu Okalani Hewitt.
Oh, Kaulana vale, kaua ohanale, eni hi a eni ina pati. He ho pili ya me kalaua e, me hi po ho he no ne I ka poli. Kahoene mai no a ke kai, me he ala e I mai ana. He ho I mai no kaua la e pili. Kaua loku kalama ohanale.
Oh,
Of Napalapalai from their album Kapua Hae Hawaii. That was Hano Hano Wailea and Hualalai, a tune written by Dennis Kamakahi. Ahead of that, you heard Dennis's son David from his brand new release, simply called Shine. David, a Hoku Mele Award winner for Best Album a few years back. And Shine certainly is another great example of his talent. That was Kaua Loku. Her Ota Jr. in the background from his album Ukulele Journey. This is Sandcastles. Well, once again, I want to remind you, coming up next weekend, next Sunday afternoon down in Stockton, Hiva Nui, Halau Hiva Nui, presenting a concert to help raise money for their upcoming trip to the Hula Festival in Pleasanton in November. But next Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m., doors will open. There's a Polynesian review from 2:30 till later in the day. It'll be at the Empire Theater on the Miracle Mile at Pacific Avenue in Stockton. There will be Hawaiian and contemporary music and traditional hula, as well as possibly some Tahitian and island music as well. If you would like tickets, you can go to StocktonEmpireTheater.com, or you can simply call area code 209-462-HULA, H-U-L-A. As I mentioned, next Friday night, Makana is performing down at Biscuits and Blues in San Francisco. And next Saturday, the legendary Bill Tapia will be performing at the Palms down in Winters. You can go to palmsplayhouse.com for information. Or you can call 530-795-1825. And if you listened to the interview a little earlier, I mentioned that Bill will be playing down in Berkeley at the Freight and Salvage down there on Sunday night. So if you have friends and family, let them know that a living legend performing music in their area next Sunday down at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. And once again, in Winters on Saturday night, Bill Tapia. Another event I'd like you to remind you of, a rather special event to our area. Kumu Hula Pili Aloha Christensen presents Ho'ola Na'uau Hawaii. We are proud to welcome our Ohana from Hawaii. Will take us on an educational cultural journey to understand who we are as Hawaiians in this contemporary world. From a Hawaiian perspective, along with reintroducing us to different mele oli, or Hawaiian chant. And this also goes for all of you Hawaiian at heart. If you enjoy this program on Sunday mornings, this might be the thing for you. This protocol workshop will cover topics such as what is the difference between lo'ina and lawena. How do we behave in a traditional Hawaiian setting? How you can tell if someone is ho'okupu or makana? And what do you do with a lei someone gives you? And when we chant, are we aware of the type of chant we are performing? And why are Hawaiian names so important to Hawaiian people and those Hawaiian at heart? If any of these thoughts or ideas intrigue you, a workshop will be given on Wednesday, October 21st at the Veterans Memorial Building here in Nevada City. For reservations, contact Mickey Oi Robbins at 530-273-4882 or Puamana Dixon at 530-271-7215. Well, as usual, I scattered myself all over the studio. But I want to leave you with one last tune. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for all of your many phone calls this morning. It's so delightful to hear you always on the line. Here's Nathan Aveau and Hapa to take us right up to the French Cafe at noon. KVMR FM, Nevada City. Aloha, ahuiho, malama pono.
Tau ana.